One thing is certain about the opioid epidemic. It can be found just about anywhere, from the big cities to the small towns and in the suburbs. This evening at the North Adams Public Library, a film will be shown telling the story of the toll opioids have taken on North Adams, the smallest city in Massachusetts. The film is entitled Faces. The filmmaker is Joseph Adonitis.
I recently moved to the area, and I was reaping a lot of the benefits being a young person and being a videographer. I found a great niche for myself. But as I became more engaged in the community and learned more about North Adams, it became clear that the city has some pretty major problems in terms of substance abuse. And slowly I just kind of became more involved and learned more. And I thought my talents would be useful to help tell the story.
Have you seen this problem, this opiate problem, in North Adams firsthand?
Yes, I have. And I've been made very aware of the consequences of drug abuse and addiction. And it's really heartbreaking. But what's inspiring is that there are so many resources and people who are working to rewrite that narrative and to make a real impact in people's lives. And that's what really drew me to the story.
I was actually cutting foam hearts with pre-K kids. So these are 3 and 4 year olds. We're sitting at a horseshoe table. There's 10 of them. And I'm cutting hearts, and of course they're tremendously honest, right? First they ask me when did I lose my hair, and they're asking me all these fun questions and telling me I'm not cutting on the lines and all this other stuff. And at one point, I don't know what it was, it's like the room closed off. I kind of went out of body experience almost, and I just thought to myself, and I got in this very, very dark place about which two of you statistically will be addicted by the time you're 15. And this is where I get emotional with it, because at the end of the day, it's a true, real statistic.
You speak to the mayor of North Adams. You have spoken to people who have lost family members, sometimes in a violent circumstance. How did you select who you wanted to speak to in this film?
Well, I was very fortunate that when the call went out, after you talk to one person, I mean, then they just want to point you to someone else who is very willing. And my search process was actually very easy. And in part because when people are trying to do something positive after a loss or after a struggle, they think they want to share. I think they want to provide meaning for their struggle, to help others. And no one said no. Everyone who I approached was enthusiastic. And though it was a challenge for them to share what they had gone through, they were very supportive. And for that, I'm very thankful.
What did you learn about heroin and opiate abuse that you didn't know before?
So many of my misconceptions were blown away as a consequence of learning about addiction. The major one being the stereotypes around who becomes addicted to opiates. I think we, at a young age, are kind of taught that it may be someone who's weak or someone who has no willpower, and it's quite the opposite. It's anyone, people with, who are well-to-do, people who've had great parents growing up, people who have careers, who are your neighbors, just anyone is vulnerable. We all have a small void within us, and we can fill that with anything, whether it's faith-related, whether it's community-related, but it can also be filled with negative habits. And sometimes one small mistake can lead to the struggle of addiction.
We often hear that some of these people who are addicted began with prescription painkillers, and when the prescription ran out, they moved over to heroin because they were addicted to opiates. Did you see some of that?
I only saw that. I'd say about 100% of the people who I've spoken to, their contact with heroin or their loved ones who struggled with addiction started with painkillers. And some start because they have an illness or pain, and a doctor will prescribe them. Others, through their peer groups are exposed to prescription drugs, which they abuse, and that tunnel spirals down into using heroin. It was very hard for me to find someone who said, hey, I'm just going to try heroin. You know, it really does start with pills because they are less threatening and more accessible to the average person.
You talked about what you learned in making this movie, some of the myths that were exploded. What do you want people to take away after they've seen this?
I would love if people took away the simple idea that even when you see someone who's down and out or appears to be down and out, that they're still a person, that they have value and they deserve to be approached with compassion and love, and to just take maybe 5 seconds to make eye contact with someone and say hello rather than counting them out of society.
Joseph Adonaitis is the filmmaker behind Faces, a 28-minute movie that details the opioid epidemic in North Adams, Massachusetts. The film will be shown tonight, 6:30, at the North Adams Public Library on Church Street. Admission is free.